Welcome back to the Deep Dive. So if you're gearing up for that first meeting with a divorce lawyer, you know the feeling. It's high emotion, a sense of urgency. And what you really need is cold, structured logic.
That's it, exactly. Our mission for this deep dive is to really distill the key actions from our sources so you can walk into that, you know, that highly charged room feeling prepared.
And get the most out of it.
And get the most out of it, yes. Because that first hour, it really does set the tone for the entire process.
Okay, so let's unpack this preparation phase. The sources all seem to agree on one thing.
Yeah.
You need to build a kind of targeted briefing package for your lawyer. They talk about four core buckets of information.
Right, and these buckets are designed to cut straight to the legal heart of the matter.
So what's the first one?
The first is the personal narrative, but, and this is the key, it has to be a brief timeline.
Not a long, dramatic story.
No, not at all. It's not for storytelling. You need the date of the marriage, the date you separated, key life events. It's all about establishing crucial legal facts. Things like jurisdiction, duration of the marriage. These are the pivots the whole case turns on.
I see. So it's about facts, not feelings. That's a powerful distinction. What about the other three buckets?
So next is the financial overview. A snapshot, really. Assets, debts, income.
Okay.
Third, any urgent concerns you have, and importantly, a list of prepared questions. It just shows the lawyer you mean business.
Right.
And finally, the core documents themselves. Your marriage certificate, recent bank statements, property deeds, you know, the hard evidence. These four things are the backbone of a fast, clear consultation.
So you've done all that prep. You walk in.
Hey.
But often the client is just swimming in emotion, right? So how does the lawyer cut through that? What's their immediate agenda for that first hour?
It's a great question. The lawyer isn't just a passive listener. They're following a clear script aimed at, well, immediate triage. They need to figure out how bad the fire is and what tools they need to put it out.
So they have their own checklist.
Absolutely. They need to ask about your goals. They need to explain likely outcomes, identify the big risks, give you a roadmap for next steps, and of course, talk about fees transparently. That structure is how they deliver value right away.
Okay, so that's what the lawyer needs. But to really control the clock and the cost, let's flip the script.
Yeah.
What are the crucial questions that you need to bring to the table? Let's say the top five.
Number one, you have to start with, given my situation, what are my specific rights and obligations?
Mm-hmm.
The second one builds on that. What's the likely outcome here? You know, for property, for custody, you need a dose of reality right from the get-go.
And I imagine the practical questions about time and money are right up there too.
Oh, they are paramount. So third, you have to ask, based on these facts, how long could this realistically take? And fourth, the one everyone wants to know, how can I actively help you reduce my overall costs?
And the lawyer will actually give you homework for that.
A good one will, yes.
Mm.
It saves you billable hours. And that fifth question, it's often the most urgent one. Do I need any interim arrangements right now? This is all about immediate safety and stability.
Reducing cost and time is the goal. But it seems people make a few common, almost classic mistakes that just sabotage the whole effort.
They do, and they're so easy to avoid. The first, of course, is just turning up with no documents at all. Total disaster.
Right, the obvious one.
But the more subtle mistakes are, I think, more interesting, like bringing too much irrelevant detail. We see clients spend half the meeting on, you know, who left the dirty dishes out for 15 years.
And that's just not legally relevant.
Not at all. It wastes time. It wastes money. It's confusing a legal meeting with a therapy session. The third mistake is just not being honest, especially about finances. It always comes out later, and it destroys trust.
And the fourth?
Relying on your friends' experiences, their horror stories. Divorce law is so specific to your facts, and your friend's situation is not your situation.
So, let's bring this all together. What does this mean for you, the listener? I mean, it sounds like preparation and complete honesty are the most direct routes to cutting down the timeline and the cost.
They are. It lets you move past that initial stress and start focusing on rebuilding. But if I can leave you with one final thought.
Please.
Beyond rights and obligations, really focus on those interim arrangements. This is so often the most pressing early need. When we say interim, we mean the immediate stuff. Who stays in the house for now? How do you get access to emergency funds? What's the temporary schedule for the kids? Those are the things you need certainty on today.